time, to spend time with our children, to hold them, to listen to them, to sit for no purpose or reason other than to have the communion of their company. We make war on our communities, on our families, on our children by postponing our capacity to be alive and present and loving because we are so very busy about so many things. What was true for Thomas Merton 30 years ago is much more true today. In our desperate rush to keep pace with the accelerating demands of a civilization out of balance, to accomplish and accumulate more and more, we are willing to trade time for money. We are willing to trade wisdom for data. We are willing to trade happiness for the satisfaction of desire. As the founder of a public charity, I am blessed to be in the company of a rich variety of beings, from poor folk in small villages to rich people in boardrooms, from lawyers to cooks to mothers to daycare workers. And everywhere I go and in every situation, I hear the same refrain over and over and over. I am so busy. I am so busy. It has become the mantra of our culture. I am so busy. And we say it with no small degree of pride, as if somehow our busyness were some measure of our worth or some indicator of our importance, real or imagined, in our own eyes or in the eyes of others. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who toil and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, Jesus was arguably one of the wisest and most articulate teachers of our culture, of our civilization, of our history. And in his articulation, he could very well have said, "Come unto me, all who toil and are heavy laden, and I will give you 7 strategies for accomplishing with greater spiritual effectiveness all of your goals and objectives." But what Jesus said was, "Come, all who toil and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." As if rest itself held some gift, some promise, some essential enzyme of dormancy which preserves life itself. All the spiritual traditions of the world speak of this need for rest. Christians and Jews, Hindus and Muslims, Babylonians, Native American traditions, indigenous peoples across the earth, across the millennia, have insisted that all life needs dormancy, that seeds planted in the ground without a period of dormancy will die, that animals without the capacity to hibernate, that the heart without the capacity to expand and contract, with the lungs unable to rise and fall as the abdomen rises and falls, would all very slowly expire. All life needs rest, and life without rest ceases to live. You must rest. If we do not rest, we lose our way. If we do not rest, we forget who we are. If we do not rest in our hurry to get this or that project done, it becomes so much easier then to shade the truth just a little, or steal just a little, in order to reach our goal, which in our frenzy seems so very important that almost anything can be traded away in the name of success. But the Sabbath says no. And what is a Sabbath exactly? A Sabbath is a sanctuary in time. Almost every spiritual tradition has some practice of Sabbath keeping.